this going to the full board by any chance?
You know,
not as an agenda item, but I was wondering if you could forward the timetable of the CDBG process to all members of the board. You don't have to use this exact one, but however you want to do it,
okay,
so that everyone has it.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, so what you're saying?
We do that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. All right, item number four.
From Acting Corporation Council and County Board staff, response to referral from Economic and Community Development Committee regarding allocation of community development block grant funds. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I don't believe Mr. Jorgensen is here today, correct? Not here. Mr. Bulma, could I prevail upon you to briefly describe why this is here today?
Good morning. John Jorgensen wrote this opinion several years ago when this same question came up. The question is, River Hills is unable to find, usually unable to find eligible projects because of the high income of their municipality. The ICC allocates part of the money to every municipality that's part of this project, which is 16 municipalities. West Allis, Wauwatosa, and Milwaukee have their own program. And the legal opinion basically says that what River Hills is doing, River Hills puts in their report to the department, which comes to the county board, that they would like to sell their block grant application. And the legal opinion says that what they're actually doing, River Hills is actually doing, is legal. What River Hills is doing is allocating the allocation to another project in another municipality that is otherwise eligible. What they are saying in their communication from the ICC is they would like to seek some type of compensation from the project that they allocate the money to. But in fact, the history is they have never done that. But the paperwork still says that is their intent. HUD was, through a written communication by the department, HUD was asked if what River Hills is doing is appropriate. And HUD responded in writing that it is appropriate as long as the funds, the county's block grant money, and the block grant money is given to the county, not to River Hills or the ICC. As long as the money is spent on an eligible project in one of the 16 municipalities, actually it could be countywide if it's allocated by the county board. It could be in one of the three that get their money directly. So there is a legal opinion basically saying that HUD has approved this, the ICC has approved this, and our understanding with the ICC is they set the rules on their half of the money and the county board sets the rules on our half of the money, and with the exception of the administration. And as long as what ICC wants to do is consistent with HUD's regulations, that we will go along with it. My memo, in addition to the Corp Counsel's opinion, but I could stop right now, but I think it'd be better if I... My memo says that I think it would be better if we call it what it is, which is that River Hills can allocate the funds to another eligible project in another municipality. And any compensation or any side deal that they might have, the county board and the county's block grant program is not a party to that. So we don't need to be concerned if they agree to, you know, fix something in a park in their village, another municipality. The last time we used funds that were allocated to River Hills by the ICC, they were given to a project, I think, in Glendale, is my recollection. I'd be happy to answer questions. I'm not saying that I recommend the system that River Hills is using. I'm using, I'm just saying that I believe it's consistent with HUD's regulations and current county policy and whatever this committee does. But what I'm recommending is that we change what we call it, because it really is a misnomer. They're not trading it like you would trade a truck. That's not what they're doing. But I can understand why some people would be offended by that language. And the question of whether River Hills even gets an allocation is one that the county board has delegated to the ICC. And I believe that arrangement with the ICC is in the interest of the county board. And I'll be happy to answer questions.
Yes, I do find it offensive. I've said it before. I mean, these are funds for low-income individuals and low-income communities, and for them to even attempt to get other dollars in exchange for these is offensive. Obviously, what they have actually done, which is simply allocated to an eligible project in another community, is perfectly fine. But to seek to get funding for that, it's as much a fraud as someone taking their food share and selling them for 50 cents on a dollar, even if they were selling them to somebody who would otherwise be eligible for the funds. It's still a fraud. You're being given these funds to do something you should not benefit otherwise from. I guess I would like to know what the department will do, whether you are going to put a policy in place or whether you want a direction from the board on it. I don't have a problem with the current scenario, which is that they internally, or the ICC decides how much they get, and they pick who they're going to then give it to for an eligible project. I don't have a problem with that. But this idea that they're going to continue to look to be compensated, and that that's how they're going to report it to us, and that we should simply look the other way, I don't agree with that. That's just not, I mean, we're a part of it, even if we're turning around while the transaction's happening, we're still being a part of it by doing that. So I'd like to know if the department is going to have an internal policy or whether that's something that could give you direction to kind of order.
Madam Chairman, I want to
go ahead, Mr. Cohen.
One quick, we're in the process of negotiating new agreements, and the department is, and I just forgot to add that to my earlier comment.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. We're in the process of negotiating agreements, and I certainly think that this is something we'd have a broader discussion with the ICCA. But if, in terms of a policy directive, if that's something that, you know, you'd like for us to explore and come back with something, we'd be more than happy to do that. It is, though, I think the question that was asked of us at the last meeting is, was this illegal according to HUD standards, and that was the opinion that was ruled on. I think now is the second step. Does the county wish to implement or, you know, establish some policy or have discussions about that with the, you know, coordinating council? We'd have to, of course, have some discussion there as well.
Supervisor Winston.
Thank you. Recognizing while it's been what they've sought to do, they have not actually done such a transaction. If we were to, leaving everything unchanged, let's say, if we were to allow, to recognize that they had suddenly found a buyer for ECDP funds, what would our options be at that point? At that point, they are entitled to do this, and we would not be able to put a stop to it, or what would our options be?
Well, I think that's a good question. You know, technically they could say that they could do it. I think we need to ask the question, could we impose a local policy that was different than what HUD allowed? That's another question. And we may not be able to do that in that there's been no infraction of the dollars. Those are dollars allocated from HUD. So I think we would need to say, if the county wanted to impose a policy that would prohibit such practices or ask them how they were going to use it before it was awarded, then I think we would need another opinion about that.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Baldwin.
Clearly, the county board has the authority to impose a policy. This is a county program. Funds are only given to the county, and the county administers it. So if we wanted to impose a policy in the future, including current allocation, we can legally do it. The question is, would we want to do that without taking it to the ICC and asking them to also adopt it as their policy?
Right.
Or do we want to simply impose it on it? Because if the suburbs do not participate, we both get nothing.
I mean, I agree with my colleague. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, the program is not for a municipality to profit off of it. I mean, it's for folks in need. And I don't understand how we as county board officials can even consider that this is acceptable. This is unacceptable. I mean, if River Hills or other municipalities, have the goodness of their own hearts, wants to just allocate their funds to a program in another municipality that's in need, I think that's great. We should commend them for it. But I think the fact that they want to profit off of a program that's not meant for them to profit on, it's ridiculous. And so I would be very supportive of any efforts we can do to find out how we can rectify the situation with the ICC support or not, because I just think that it's not appropriate. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Who is in charge of negotiating, I guess, a new agreement with the ICC?
Well, up to this point, Mr. Leonard Jackson, who had been kind of the community development block grant person, was part of that, and Mr. Dorsey will be involved in that as we move forward.
Do you have a timeline or a date by which those negotiations need to be concluded by?
Do you know the timeline? We can find out for you and let you know. And certainly, I think this is something that we can, you know, bring up with them and talk about the concerns of this board and, you know, give you kind of the timeline for those next discussions. I can take a look and find out.
Thank you very much, Paul. Madam Chair Ray, I think it is very important that we get the committee's position out there and what we want them to negotiate with the ICC. As Mr. Bolton said, that we need the input of the other 16 municipalities, but it's a two-way street. That is, if not one of these 16 communities would qualify for the block grant money on their own, they're not an entitled community because there's not enough concentration of poor people in one community. And it's only when we take the combination of all of them together do we get a number that qualifies for the federal government. So if they somehow believe that they don't want to come to our point of view, then they also will end up with zero when it comes to funding. So it is in our both mutual benefit to some type of agreement. And I don't think it's, uncalled for to ask for some basic ground rules that set a sense of fairness with this. So I would hope that we would, as a committee, pursue a negotiating strategy with the ICC. Thank you.
And quite frankly, I don't know whether this has ever been brought up to the ICC in terms of the board's concerns. You know, I would need to find out. There may be, you know, certainly some understanding of the point as well. So I think we certainly need to have some discussions and let the sentiments be known. I just don't know whether there's ever been a discussion on this topic before. But Mr. Bowman indicated that there was an opinion. How long ago?
At least 3 years ago.
I think what we'll do for our supervisor.
Yes.
I think what we should do from here is, first of all, I agree with all the comments of my colleagues this morning. The idea that a wealthy municipality profits off the fact that there's low-income citizens in Milwaukee County, it is outrageous. And I think we have to take a couple steps. First of all, we need to know the timeline so that if the negotiations are supposed to be done before the next meeting of this committee, the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is September, so you're talking a couple months away, then if we have to have a special meeting, we will. Because I think this piece of the negotiations with ICC is important, at least from our members' perspective, and we would very seriously want that piece of it discussed with the ICC. I also think that this item should also be not only referred back to your department so that we have the official paper referral process following through with this, but also back to Corporation Council with a specific question as to if Milwaukee County wishes to impose this restriction, how do we go ahead and do that? Mm-hmm. A lot of times what we attorneys get asked is, can we do this? And then they say yes or no. And in this case, we need to say, how do we get this done legally? Mm-hmm. How do we have this outcome where a municipality can't sell their CDBG funds to another municipality? How do we achieve that legally? So that, to me, is the question.
Yeah.
Because they tend to answer very narrow mm-hmm. questions. The other piece of this is River Hills' history is if they are not ever having any CDBG eligible projects, is there a way in which if a community does not have eligible projects for 3 years or 5 years or whatever time frame, can we put in a policy that that prevents them from getting additional funding for a period of time, so that River Hills isn't, if we can't, we might not be able to legally stop them from selling their funds, but we might be able to legally put in other roadblocks that would prevent a wealthy area from continuing to get that funding. So I think there's several different ways we could kind of approach this. The question I have is, though, I know that we have administrative costs are part of this program, and Milwaukee County has the ability of some administrative fees. Does ICC and each individual municipality already take out administrative fees?
I could answer that.
Mr. Bowman, go ahead.
Yes. We take out 20% to cover the department's costs, and that isn't actually all of the costs, but mm-hmm. it's all that we're entitled to. They do not get any administrative costs. Although if they had, for example, one time we repaired the library at St. Francis, they could take out the administrative cost for that contract repairing the library, but only for the portion that our funds were spent on. But they couldn't take out costs for, like, their staff.
So they're not administering the program, so conceptually
they're only administering
they
a project if they have one in their district.
Okay.
And they don't get administrative costs unless it's directly related to the project. But, for example, Brown Deer operates their senior center with some of these funds, and that's an eligible activity. But they don't pay for the village administrative staff, but maybe for the senior center staff.
So I'm just trying to understand mm-hmm. that this is not they're not really asking for administrative costs under the program. They're not administering major funding, and that there's a difference between what we're talking about here and the allowable administrative. So, okay, is there someone?
I would move the referral as outlined. I appreciate the suggestion. I don't wish to allow this to linger too much longer, so we'll get the referral.
Okay.
So Supervisor Lipson has made a motion to refer back to your department as well as to Corporation Council to have the legal questions answered as well as what affirmative steps Milwaukee County could take in order to intervene in the decision being made by River Hills and to potentially prevent it in the future. I think included in that is we do need to know as soon as possible what the timeline is, and then maybe we can have a conversation about how best to organize things in a sequence by which so the committee can have some meaningful participation in what is actually negotiated with the ICC. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, finally, we have to find out whether or not if the ICC disagrees during those discussions with what we're concerned about, the extent to which we could impose that and how that might impact the entire program.
Okay. Fine.
All right.
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Bowman.
Yeah. One thing I didn't also state is that up until 2007, River Hills was finding eligible projects primarily for disabled access for various things in their municipality. They've been part of this program for 20 years.
Okay. So it's really since 07 that they haven't had.
Correct.
All right, there's a motion to refer. Please call the roll.
Liska?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Warshaw?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. This item is referred back to the department and corporation council.
Thank you.